Welcome to the Exposé Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Molly.
And we're just a couple of goofy gals here to tell you about topics and get down to the real nitty-gritty of it all.
We are here to help you navigate through the confusing ins and outs of hot topics and get down to the truth.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned and listen to our next topic.
Thanks for listening to the Exposé. Hello, flatties. How's it going out there? This is Molly from the Exposé, and I've got with me
a roundy.
Roundy Rachel.
Don't make that a thing.
All right. Well, that might give you a clue about today's topic. We're talking about the squares versus the circles, the flatties versus the roundies, globe versus plane.
She did not tell me she was doing this. Oh, I'm dying. That's so funny.
Yes, we're taking on Flat Earth today. We are just kind of going to talk about, you know, what is this whole...
What's the hubbub about?
Yeah, it's something that's kind of been gaining some traction around. So we just kind of want to look at it. But before that...
I have a question.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, so what would be the most surprising scientific discovery that would break, let's say, tomorrow? First thing in the headlines. Major news.
Aliens.
Aliens.
They do exist.
They do.
Yeah.
So that would make you a roundie. We'll dive into that later.
I'm holding back. I'm trying to be impartial.
Okay.
But I think aliens would probably freak a lot of people out.
Yeah. That'd be bonkers. I think, like, if we discovered some sort of marine life.
Oh.
If mermaids were real, I think that'd be a big thing.
That would be really weird.
Dude, do you remember that whole Nat Geo thing that came out years ago? Like, I have to say, eight years ago or something.
Yeah.
And they were basically proving that mermaids were real, and, like, everyone was shook. And then they came out, like, a week later and was like, nah, we just had fun.
Yeah. Well, that kind of proves how easy it is, though, to fool people, especially if you're a reputable source. I don't know. I feel like there is something, because, I mean, they always say that we know more about the space than we do about the depths of the ocean.
Yes.
So there could be some stuff down there that's really creepy, really weird.
Yes, which is why
I mean, those anglerfish already exist. And those are weird enough.
Terrifying looking.
Yes.
Like, my biggest fear, like, I want to say, like, that it could happen, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, anything could happen. But I'm just saying, like, I have a huge fear of the ocean. The abyss just beneath me.
Yeah.
Like, darkness. I don't know what's down there.
I feel like I never used to, but now, I don't know why, like, why does it matter if you're swimming and you're swimming in something 10 foot deep versus something 1,000 foot deep? Like,
there's such a huge difference.
Yeah, but, like, if you drown in 10, I mean, you're not going to be able to touch the bottom.
Okay, I wouldn't even swim in 10 feet deep of water.
No?
I would not, no.
Okay.
Is that mind-blowing? I don't like swimming.
What about,
anyways,
like, a swimming pool
that's 10 feet deep? I mean, I can see the bottom. I know. Okay. It's not the fear of drowning. I mean, I'm scared of drowning. But it's the fear of not knowing what's beneath me that can eat me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, usually pools don't have a whole lot of carnivores in them besides people.
Cannibals in the water.
I don't know. One thing that I think my stupidest thing that I have believed in, when I was a kid, my parents, I don't know, they just didn't want to give up the Santa thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would come home and I'm like, oh, the kids are...
Pause. If you're a child listening to this, or if you have a child nearby, please remove them from the room.
Sorry. They probably shouldn't be listening anyway. But yeah, they just didn't really want to give it up. And so I would say things like, well, Santa doesn't come to your house because you don't believe. And that went on for maybe longer than it should have, but that's okay.
Wait, you said that to other kids?
Yeah. I'd argue like the existence of Santa to
Dude,
other kids.
I never believed in Santa.
Really?
Not a day in my life.
I like the magic.
I mean, the magic is sweet, but my dad's handwriting definitely stole all of the way.
See, my parents didn't write anything, and they didn't wrap anything. Like, Santa's gifts were just set out in the morning, so I don't know.
Yeah, my dad's
handwriting. One year, though, I got skeptical one year because we went to my grandma's house. My aunt and uncle had wrapped the presents and spelled my name wrong on them as a decoy, but I was like, why did Santa do this year?
Santa?
Yeah. So my parents did go as far as making reindeer tracks in our yard and giving me a bell from Santa's sleigh, a la the Polar Express.
Wow.
So I also got Easter Bunny tracks. I set out an ink pad and pad of paper and asked the Easter Bunny that he leave his paw print for me.
I'm so jealous because I believed in the Easter the Easter Bunny hardcore.
But
I
wrote Santa.
Not Santa, but the Easter Bunny so bad that I wrote him a letter. I set it out the night before. Like, I really did believe in him, and I didn't get squat. I asked for his signature, and he didn't leave one.
My parents somehow pieced together, like, my dog's hand, like, put, like, a paw print and, like, slid it down or made it look like a long rabbit foot some way. So, props to them.
For sure. Props to them. I never got anything fun like that.
Maybe you could say I've always been skeptic. I don't know.
Even the tooth fairy, my parents, I never put a tooth under my pillow.
No.
What we did was we had to put it in a glass full of water and leave it in their bathroom.
Okay.
And then the next morning it'd just be like filled to the top with change. Nothing special. It'd be maybe like $2 worth of change.
I got like 25 cents for my teeth. So.
Oh. I mean, but it had to be in their bathroom. Like, my parents, I think they got lazy. I was the fourth kid.
That could be.
I think they're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, that was a little off topic.
Yeah,
but I mean, still like believing in things.
First, we just want to give you a chance to follow us on social media.
Yes.
I've been tweeting a lot lately, so get behind that. It's at Expose Podcast.
Okay. And then I run the Instagram account. And that is the Expose Pod. And then our Facebook page.
Yeah.
The Expose
Podcast.
Yeah.
So, and our website.
And just hop on our website because that's another place to listen to us.
TheExposePod.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, check out any of those. We are thinking of perhaps doing a giveaway next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be announcing our criteria and how to win on social media.
Yes.
So, reason to jump on there and find out.
Yeah.
This is your 10th episode giveaway. Woo! I can add those in later, Rachel.
Airborne effect.
Yeah.
That's so Jersey Shore, and I love it.
Finally.
So, what is a flat earther?
A flat earther. Do you have a definition, or should I just say they are somebody who believes the earth is flat?
That's perfect. That's the definition right there. So tell me who believes in it. Like what
kind of person?
Yeah. So I found a very short list of famous people that might ring a little bell for some of you. There's a basketball player, Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
He said back in 2017 that, you know,
maybe
the earth is flat. And then 2018, he took it back and was like, guys, that was all a joke. Like, okay, Kyrie. I think he just received a lot of backlash.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Went back on his word.
Yeah.
More famously, rapper B.O.B.
Yeah.
Singer of I've Got the Magic in Me.
Oh, isn't that song?
I don't know. That's the only song I know of his. In 2016,
he came to Visha at Iowa State one year.
Oh, R.I.P. Visha.
Didn't go to see him, so I guess I don't know what that means, but go on. Sorry.
Okay. So in 2016, he went on a little bit of a Twitter rant, and he posted a picture of two cities that were like 16 miles apart from an airplane, and he was like ranting. He's like, where's the curve? If the earth is round, then where's the curve? And then he even went so far to start a GoFundMe account to try to get a satellite into space to show the earth is actually flat and not round. Like, mm-hmm. he's very adamant about it. And then author of the Odyssey and the Iliad, Homer.
Oh, that guy.
Yes. He believed that the earth was disc-shaped. But, I mean,
I feel like that's, like, a mythological thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I mean, like, Game of Thrones, I think they believe that the earth is flat, too.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose. Middle Earth mm-hmm. is flat.
Yeah. So, I guess it's, I mean, for his time, mm-hmm. I don't think it was, like, yeah. an outrageous
He probably plot. Wasn't receiving, like, hate mail because No, of that.
He wasn't going on a Twitter rant via Stone and Chisel. Football player Geno Smith, he said that he might be with Kyrie Irving, that suggested to his fans, and he's like, hey, don't judge the topic until you do your homework. Look into it, guys.
I think that's solid advice.
I think it's fair. I mean, he's uh-huh. not saying that he is a flat earther, but mm-hmm. he's like,
well, you know, do your homework. I think you should always try to research into things yourself, not just accept things, but.
Right. And then more famously, Tila Tequila, but she believes in a lot of crazy shit.
She's
off her rocker.
I watched a little bit of her show. Back oh, in Shot the of day. Love. Yeah. And
listen, I liked it. I liked all of those. I like Flavor of Love, Rock mm-hmm. of Love, Shot at Love. I loved all the love.
I just love.
But Tila Tequila nowadays, I think she like came out like she's a Nazi.
Yeah.
There's something off about her.
Well, kind of going off of that, I found kind of three criteria that seem to be common throughout flat earth believers.
Okay.
The first one is that they're generally pretty skeptical people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just believing something just because the government mm-hmm. or scientists or teachers tell them.
Why would you?
They want to know for themselves. The second is that they have done some heavy YouTube hours. They have spent some time on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it all starts, like, if you hear somebody tell about how they became a flat earther, generally it's because they saw a video on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of the times it's the same video on YouTube from the same guy.
And that guy being?
Mark Sargent.
God, what an... I'm not going to say anything. I'm staying impartial until the end.
We'll see. And then the third kind of criteria is that a lot of them are already very heavily invested into the conspiracy theory community, mm-hmm. or they already have a lot of conspiracy theories that they believe in. So I think that kind of opens the door to, like, once you go down that conspiracy rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
you start to open your mind to a lot more things. And that Mark Sargent, that kind of is at the head of this flat earth belief,
mm-hmm.
One of the things he said when he was getting into flat earth was that he was a huge conspiracy person, and he, like, had literally read books on pretty much everything else. And this was the last one that he picked up because it even seemed crazy at the time, even though he was a conspiracy theorist. But once he looked into it, he was like, this might make sense. I think so. So those are kind of three traits that people seem to have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is they're looking for a purpose.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the whole basis or, like, bottom line to believing in flat earth is, like, from a video that I watched, is, like, the flat earth, there's four corners, and it's, like, basically the Bible even said.
Mm-hmm.
So these are probably people of, like, a Christian faith.
A lot of them are.
They're looking at the higher power. They want to believe that someone placed them on this earth. There's a purpose to their life.
Yes. A lot of them, most of them do think that the earth is, like, the 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of them saying, you know, dinosaurs are fake. All of those things that are... Rachel just made a face.
There's bones!
They were planted there.
By who?
I don't know. Maybe God has a sense of humor and he's like, wait till they see these.
Dude, did you see recently that they're saying that dinosaurs had feathers now?
I think that's been a thing for a while.
Has it?
Yeah, because they're, I mean, kind of related to birds.
How cute, though. Imagine a T-Rex running around looking like a giant red giant chicken.
Yeah,
I saw, like, someone, like, did an illustration of it. I'm like,
it sounds less threatening until you imagine a giant-ass chicken running at you.
True, that would be a little
with,
terrifying.
With, like, teeth. A chicken with teeth.
Just, oh, that's wild.
Yeah, but...
I mean, picture that life.
Man, yeah. Crazy. I mean,
those poor cavemen.
Yeah, they lived at the same time.
Wait, did they?
No.
They didn't?
No.
What the hell? What about the movie The Croods?
Well, that's animated,
Rachel. I mean, I know, but why would they do that then?
Because it's something.
Or what about fun? The Good Dinosaur? Rachel, I read that book to my son.
Dinosaurs died out like 60 million years ago, and the first like human ape-like things mm-hmm. emerged like 4 million years ago. So there's like a pretty hefty 50 million year gap there.
That's
sorry.
Man, okay. Well, edit this out.
Unless you're a flat earther.
Okay.
In which maybe they did all exist 6,000 years ago, and we just don't have a good concept of time. I don't know.
No, I mean, you make
but,
sense.
But, yeah, the Bible does say a lot of things about...
the four corners.
The firmament. Did you see that word? Firmament?
Maybe.
It refers to the dome.
Okay, yes.
That covers...
The dome, yes. And mm-hmm. that this everything above us is the heavens, and...
It's a lot of... And I think there are more than just Christianity that kind of has the flat earth in their ancient beliefs and writings. Mm-hmm. So I think there is... some type of Christian or religious tone to it. Mm-hmm. And also, like you said, like it gives you a purpose by being here. And it's mm-hmm. easier to believe if we're not just one of many planets out there in a giant solar system, galaxy, universe.
Yeah, just like
floating around.
Without purpose. Yeah, they say that a lot, that it means that we're not just floating around in the sky somewhere, just a rock flying through space. I don't know why I'm giving them a southern accent.
A lot of them are Canadian, I feel, that I saw. Don't you know? The Earth's flat, don't you know? But yeah, it's easier to, I guess, believe in a higher power if you are thinking that humans are so important as to be like the only beings.
Okay. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that unless news breaks tomorrow morning, like Molly said, and an alien pops up.
Yeah. I think that flat earthers are going to have a lot of splaining to do if that happens.
Oof.
How many flat earthers are there out there?
Dude, there it's an insane amount. 2% of the population, which means that 6.5 million people that believe that the earth is flat. I also have another statistic. So, as we had mentioned, there's hundreds and thousands of YouTubers and people on YouTube are talking about the flat earth.
Mm-hmm.
Only 84% of people that are like millennials, I guess you could say, think that the earth is round. 84. Like, what? Where's the why?
Yeah, I did see it is kind of becoming, and I think it's because the flat earth movement has been really effective with YouTube and Twitter and memes and stuff mm-hmm. that the young people like us are getting on board with it and just kind of questioning things.
I think it goes along with the same thing, like people just want to find a conspiracy in everything. So mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, I believe in the Illuminati and I believe in all of this and I'm going to be a flat earther at the same time.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's just like, I feel like if you're into one conspiracy, then you have to be into like five others. So they all.
Yeah, because if you are saying that the earth is flat, you're obviously implying that there is a huge cover up going on.
Yes.
So that is a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you're saying that the government is lying to us. And that just basically opens up the door to a ton of other mm-hmm. lies, potentially, mm-hmm. and beliefs about the government that, you can't really reconcile if you aren't a conspiracist.
Right.
So I think kind of getting a little bit philosophical or psychologically analyzing them,
mm-hmm.
the believers of flat earth, I feel like, or conspiracies in general, like it's a way almost to cope with reality.
Absolutely. I feel like that. Yeah,
because like if we can say, okay, this isn't the way it appears to be, it's not what they're saying, mm-hmm. You start to question everything, then the bad things that are happening in the world, you can almost dismiss them.
Yeah.
In a way, like it's a way to cope and maybe, you know, not believe that. Because I saw a lot of them saying, like, one person was like saying, well, I wasn't at the Boston bombing, so I don't know that it happened. You know, those bad things that are happening.
What?
Yeah, she's like, I would believe it if I was there and I had my leg blown off, was her exact words.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it's just that kind of like that ability to deny, like that gives you a foothold to like deny everything so mm-hmm. that you can create your own reality that you feel more comfortable believing, I guess.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And Actually, I have a term for it. It's okay. Called the Zetetic Method.
Sounds right.
Coined by this dude, Parallax. We can dive into him later.
Parallax?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's a comic book character.
Yup. It sounds a lot like it.
Like, I'm serious. I think there's, like, a villain, Parallax.
Just a little editing cut in. Let the record show that it is the Green Lantern that has the villain Parallax. So I just wanted to not lead anyone astray. Bye.
I think it's a Transformer. My husband made me watch the Transformer.
This is a very real man from the 1800s. Anyways, he came up with the Zetetic Method. And it's basically those people that they are the type of people that they need to go out to see and believe it. They need to touch, feel, see, like all of it.
Okay.
In order for them to believe it. And that's basically flat earthers. I mean, those are the type of people that are like, so for instance, that one reason why they can't believe that the earth is round, even though we have all these like
science
pictures from space.
Yeah.
So they're saying like these pictures are photoshopped, which is true. NASA did say that they can't take a picture of the entire earth.
Well, they're composite images. Yeah. And, I mean, we'll talk more about what that means.
So you can only like these, those composite pictures, you can only see 3% of the earth at a time. So they take a bunch and then piece them together. Anyway, so they're saying like because of that, like they're being photoshopped, yada yada yada, that it's not real. So like NASA's a big cover up. They think the moon landing is fake, all of that.
And I don't know. I was looking into, there was a lot of scientists and psychologists kind of trying to get a handle on why people buy into these things. And one thing I saw was like as science progresses, inevitably it gets more and more complex because like you start out with a simple like every action has a reaction and then you start to look into like what the implications of that are, and so we have to add more on. So theories are overturned, things get more complex, and some people just reject that. They want to keep that simplicity, and so they don't want to try to change their view because more information has come in,
right?
And that's one reason. And then Michio Kaku.
Okay.
He is an American physicist. And I've seen him on a lot of shows. Like, he's a face that I recognize because I'm a nerd and I guess I watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, he does look familiar.
Yeah, so. Okay. But his theory is that humans are presupposed to be superstitious. There's almost a genetic predisposition or gene for that. And he's like, 9 times out of 10, that superstition is wrong and it's basically, for example, believing that there is a panther god in the forest that you shouldn't go in there. That's a superstition that people believed, maybe to explain something that they were witnessing, and it didn't really harm them, but maybe 1 time out of 10, it helped them by not going in that cave or not whatever. So those people reproduced and like the suspicion, the superstition gene kind of has helped us. And so we're hardwired to see, like, what's not there. So these people are kind of just acting out human nature. But at the same time, they are ignoring facts. So I think we should take a quick break, perhaps. And
hear from our great sponsor.
Yes, our wonderful sponsor. And then we'll talk about what the Flat Earth, what are some of their reasonings? We are here to play a little game, and that is called
True or False. Conspiracy Theory Edition. Yeah,
there we go.
The game show music.
All right, go for it.
Shall I begin? Molly, true or false, do you believe that Taylor Swift is actually a satanic clone of Beth Appel?
Yes.
You do?
Why not?
Stir the pot. Okay.
Of who?
Beth Appel. So her dad founded
Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I knew that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's totally true. Okay, do you believe that Stevie Wonder, do you think he's not blind?
I think he's 100% blind.
Okay.
Do you believe that twins share telekinetic powers with each other?
Yes.
Wow.
Sure, why not? I feel like they're probably just really in tune with each other, so they probably guess what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think Lord is lying about her age?
Yes. I listened to a podcast about her, and she's from New Zealand, and the whole basis of the podcast was saying that New Zealand doesn't have anyone popular coming from their country, okay, at least of recent.
Yeah.
Besides, like, Lord of the Rings, that's its whole thing. Yeah. But, like, recently, and they're like, and they sent her birth certificate to the U.S. to prove her age. And this podcast was like, they totally forged it because they need someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's whatever, 21 or whatever she is. Okay. Do you believe that, this one's a good one, that the Adam Sandler scam?
What is the Adam Sandler scam?
So there's a scam. It's Adam Sandler, and his whole scam is that he makes these very dumb movies to make a lot of money, and he pays his friends a lot of money, and it's just like an ever accruing circle between him and his friends, just making money off each other.
Yes, because Adam Sandler sucks. I have never really liked any of his movies.
Dude, unpopular opinion.
Yeah, there we go.
And I have never been a fan of Will Ferrell.
Really?
Yeah.
I could take Will Ferrell over Adam Sandler. Like, I just don't get Adam Sandler. What is funny about him?
Listen, okay, I don't think all of his stuff is great. Like, that Jack and Jill movie.
I couldn't torture myself enough to go watch that.
Literally the worst. And, I don't know. I like
a lot of people say, like, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Did I say that? Is that the name of the
movie? Yeah, Big Daddy. I would say, like, Billy Madison, maybe.
See, I think that's so stupid. I hate his, like, how we talk. Like, his that shtick. I'm like...
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand Waterboy, though, because he talks like that.
Yeah.
And the whole movie, like, Grown Ups, like, it's basically... So that's another part of his scam is, like, have you seen Grown Ups? Like, there's entire scenes in there where they're, like, go to, like, a Kmart or whatever, and they just spend, like, 20 minutes of the movie in a Kmart doing dumb shit, and it's just like, this is pointless to the movie because you know Kmart's paying him a lot of money to feature Kmart in the movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Not for me. Not, I mean, yes, I believe that, but Adam Sandler's not for me.
I think there is something scammy to it, but Adam Sandler has been quoted saying something along the lines of, like, if it works, it works. Like, if it's dumb.
I don't know if it's a scam, but I think that it is something that
he knows he's doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
And he knows it makes money. So he's going to continue to do it.
Gotcha.
Okay. Give me one.
Katy Perry is actually grown-up Jaminé Ramsey.
I'm going to say no.
No.
But I have heard it, and it's very interesting. Okay. Do you believe in the Bermuda Triangle? That it does, creepy things.
I feel like there could be some, now I'm going to say, like, unknown scientific phenomenon, like some weird, you know, different rocks that cause some change in, like, the magnetic field. Like, I could see that, because there is a lot of coincidence, so I could say I wouldn't be surprised if someday they do prove something. Nicki Minaj is just lip syncing to sped up Jay-Z lyrics. True or false?
I've never heard that one. Wait, is there a YouTube video that goes it?
What?
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No, I do not believe in Bigfoot. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I think it's a fun idea. I know Jesse and I kind of watched a whole, kind of series about Bigfoot, and there was this guy that would, like, chill out in the woods up in wherever it is, Oregon, Washington. Where is Bigfoot? I don't even know.
Yeah, the some of the forest Northwest, I suppose.
And he tried getting, like, footage of Bigfoot and stuff. Like, sure, I mean, if that's something that you want to believe in, sure. Do you believe that Britney Spears is just a prisoner of her own home and her father's controlling her social media?
I think, doesn't she, isn't she under, is it conservatorship or whatever that name, that word is?
Mm-hmm.
I guess kind of, but maybe it's for her own good. I don't know. She did shave her head.
Oh my gosh. Okay. At what point in your life would you, I can just relate to that period of Britney. Like,
well,
there's
she just
been...
had like kids, right? She just had kids.
She has children. They're fairly
But I mean,
older,
like, though. At that time.
Oh, yeah. I think they were pretty young.
Yeah. And, like, she just went through her, what, like...
divorce.
3-day marriage or yeah. whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, you know what? She was going through a lot.
Yeah.
And she did not cope well.
Mm-hmm.
But she did, I mean, what we all want to do.
I've never wanted to shave my head.
Dude,
but...
I would love to just shave my head and throw an umbrella at someone's car.
Yeah.
No. Maybe if I was mad enough, I don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
But her dad running her social media, have you seen her Instagram?
I have not followed anything with
it. It is incredibly cringy and so strange, but I think it's something of the works of a dad would be doing. All right, give me one.
Sorry, I just was looking at this one. I didn't know who Klaatu was, and it said Klaatu was in the Beatles. I was like, what the heck?
I don't.
I'm just skipping that one. Zombie celebrities who faked their deaths so they could live out mundane lives out of the spotlight.
100% I believe that Elvis
lives.
Faked his own death. I 100% believe that.
Are there any, like, pictures? I feel like sometimes there's pictures of celebrities.
So again, deaths. I listened to an entire podcast,
mm-hmm.
and it's very freaky, okay? So a short version of all
yeah,
of this
yeah.
is that Elvis, so he had a manager whose son was very similar in the looks of Elvis,
okay.
and this manager's son had recently died, I think of diabetes maybe of some sort. Anyways, so shortly after this manager's son died, then Elvis was announced dead, like the same either the next morning or that same day. I don't remember.
Oh.
Anyways, so it was very rushed. The funeral was literally the next day, almost as if it had been set up like a week in advance. Like, how long do funerals take to plan? Quite a while, wouldn't you think?
Like 3 days.
He had a closed casket. No one saw him, but there were accounts at an airport nearby. Oh, I missed out a whole piece. There was a helicopter that flew over and landed at Elvis's home
uh-huh.
the morning that he died.
Okay.
Why? Took him to an airport. There are accounts at the airport of a man that looked just like Elvis.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And he, like, took off somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. But I think, like, the whole thing about it was, like, the
just
mafia.
Like, he wanted out. Well, see, that's what I saw was that he was, like, a key witness in a case against somebody, and so the FBI killed him to protect
Dude,
him, like,
I,
to let him be free from that.
I definitely think Elvis is dead now.
Yeah.
But I think...
Okay.
Because there was a singer that came out shortly after Elvis's death, like, maybe 10 years later or something, but he was masked, so he always wore a mask at his performances.
Okay, but sounded like Elvis?
But sounded... identical to Elvis.
Weird. I've never dug into that one, but now you're making me want to dig into that one.
Oh my god, it's so good. Okay. Do you believe that Khloe Kardashian is actually OJ's daughter?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, she's like a lot more statuesque than the other Kardashian
mm-hmm.
kids.
But I mean, there's off genes in everyone. Like,
yeah.
My brother is very tall for our family and has blue eyes and, like, not blonde hair, but
yeah,
blonde hair. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, probably not. I don't know what the Kardashian looked like. I can't think of what he looked like. But he was his lawyer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Probably not, because
Kris Jenner?
Yeah, when would Kris have, like, had the time to, like, visit OJ in prison and, like, conceived a child?
So, the Khloe Kardashian was actually, like, a teenager when
really?
OJ was convicted.
See, I have no idea.
Okay, you asked me one.
Okay.
Okay, I don't believe the zombie thing, but I believe...
Do you believe that Marilyn Monroe was murdered?
Yes. Also listened to a podcast about that one.
Jeez.
The Maid...
Yeah.
Made it very obvious.
Okay.
Because Marilyn Monroe died, and then the maid put the sheets in the wash.
Ah.
And JFK just happened to be in town and visit her that day that she died.
Oh.
Hmm. Do you believe in lizard people?
I want to believe in lizard people.
I do too. There's just some people that are just off enough where you're like, I can't quite.
Have you ever watched like YouTube videos where people like supposedly their eyes like switched or whatever?
Yeah. And I mean, probably that image or video is tampered with, I would say. But yeah. It is kind of, it gives me the goosies. There's only so much conspiracy stuff I can watch on YouTube before I get really creeped out. And when I see something really creepy, I don't know if this is like happens to you at all, but when I see something and it gives me like goosebumps and like chills, my eyes get super watery and I feel like crying. Like I feel like crying. Like, have you heard of the one where it's like Shane Dawson does all of these, but he like plays music, but he plays it on like a backwards loop and it says like underlying messages on that stuff always freaks me out.
We watch some YouTubers that are, the videos are just so bad. Look up Chills sometimes.
Chills?
Chills. He sounds, I couldn't decide if it was like a computer talking or if he just talks really weird, but he does like scary videos.
Yeah.
He also does some rap songs that are really terrible. Sorry, Chills, they're not good.
Oh, so creepy. This is funny. Do you believe that Elon Musk is actually an alien just trying to get back to his home planet?
That explains so much.
Right.
And that's why he's into Grimes. Because she's, like, so weird.
Wait, are they still together?
Like, she's pregnant.
What? With his baby?
Yes!
Elon. Okay. I mean, last I heard was that he was with Amber Heard, and then he went to Grimes.
Oh, he was with Amber Heard?
Yeah.
After Johnny?
I think. Is that wrong? Maybe.
I don't know. You could be right.
I think. I don't know.
Have you heard the phone call between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? It like basically proves that she's the one who's abusing him because she's like so abusive. She like admits to hitting him and like all that kind of stuff.
Listen, men can be victims just as much. It's not as common, I would say, but
they don't want to admit it as commonly.
But I feel like women tend to be more manipulative than men. So
yeah, that's a form of abuse too.
Yes,
manipulation, gaslighting, psychological abuse.
Yes.
So
well, have you ever been gaslighted?
Oh no, probably.
I feel like
society gaslights women
all the time. Like I feel like at my most recent former job, I was gaslighted a lot.
Do you have anything? Do you have a conspiracy you'd like to finish it off with? Do you believe in, like, the AK-47? No.
What? Like a gun?
No, that's not what I wanted to say. What? What is it called? Oh, like MK Ultra. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, our friends over there at The Reality of It All really freaked me out.
Yeah.
Their first episode was about MK Ultra, and I had never heard of it. And then I listened to their podcast, and they linked the videos.
Yeah.
And I watched them, and it did the same thing to me, where I got goosebumps everywhere. My eyes started watering really hard. That Katy Perry video really freaked me out. What other ones was there? Like the Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus was one.
That one didn't freak me out as much just because, I mean, she's kind of nutty anyways, I suppose. But that Katy Perry one really,
I didn't watch the videos.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne is actually dead and replaced with someone else.
No.
You think she's lying? You think she just went from Skater Boy to Pop?
I think she might have killed her career by doing that terrible Hello Kitty song, but I think she is very much
Hello
alive.
It's not Hello Kitty, it's Hey, Hey, You, You. I don't want to get
that friend. No, she did a Hello Kitty song.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it's awful. I'll show you later. Go on.
Okay, do you think Beyonce's pregnancy with Blue Ivy was fake?
No, Beyonce's queen. She would never do that to us.
I think there was an interview video of her with a baby bump, and when she went to sit down, the bump, like, dipped in, like, not normal, what a pregnancy belly would do.
Okay.
But I think what she did was she maybe said that she was further along than what she was, or in the interview, she was like, I want to look pregnant. I want to look.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to say that I'm not, and I'm not faking it. So I think she put just, like, a foam insert on top of it.
Okay.
Do you think Walt Disney is actually, like, frozen under Disneyland?
Isn't he, like, cryogenically frozen?
Yeah. Do you think that?
Yeah, sure. I think he would do that.
I think so, too. Do you think Beyonce is actually the mother of Solange?
No. What conspiracy theories do you guys believe in?
There's just so many, you guys. You could just go on and on.
Yeah.
And on.
What do you believe in? What ones? What is the craziest conspiracy theory you've ever heard?
Anyways, those are just some fun conspiracy theories. True or false?
True or false?
Let's get back to the real nitty gritty of it all.
We are back, flatties, and we are going to be... I don't like it. Do you like it?
It sounds like it's a derogatory name. Like,
I was watching a YouTube video where these two British YouTubers, like, went into a chat room, mm-hmm. like, Flat Earth chat room, and they didn't do it, but somebody else came in and was like, "Hello, flatties." And I was like, that's just...
What's up, my flatties?
Yeah. But yeah, back to it. Let's talk about the real, like, the details. Mm-hmm. Like, what implications? What is that? What does it mean? Like, when you go up to a flat earther and you're like, tell me why.
Right. So they're going to start spewing all this stuff at you. But I think we should start with the history of a round earth.
Yeah. So round earthers have been around for... about 2,000 years.
Rounding. Whoa.
Yeah. A nice rich history of roundness.
Mm-hmm.
Clear back into the Mesopotamians, Sumerians, and Babylonians, they believed the earth was flat. But shortly thereafter, the Greeks in the 5th and 6th centuries BC, they believed it was a cylinder shape.
Interesting.
So we're slowly moving towards more of a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Pythagoras, sorry, having trouble there. Pythagoras was actually the first person on record, anyway, that really promoted the sphere. And I don't know if any of you math nerds out there recognize his name from the
Pythagorean theory?
Yeah, Pythagorean theory.
Is that like negative b plus or minus root? Is it that?
Yeah, it's like how you solve for like sides of a triangle. It has to be a right triangle with a line 90 degree angle. But yeah, the Pythagorean theorem. Okay. I don't know why I couldn't say that. I took like 5 years of math in college. Like, I should be able to say that, but it's very hard for me to say. But yeah, he just kind of like with his math that he was doing, he was just basically was like, it makes sense with all these math equations and the angles and stuff that the world is round. So he taught Plato, mm-hmm. who really took that and ran with it and taught a bunch of like Greek philosophers.
Dude, the Greek are so smart, right?
They were really ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He believed it was a perfect sphere, mm-hmm. Because that was the most perfect shape in their mind was a sphere. So mm-hmm. That's why they picked that, aside from the math equations and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then his student Aristotle was the person who he might've gotten some things right, some things wrong, but mm-hmm. he believed that, it was a geocentric solar system. Well, it would have been an earth system instead of a solar system. So like he believed that the earth was a sphere, but at the center, and then the sun rotated around the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of also talked about how the rounded shadow on the moon from the earth, like kind of proved that the earth was round, the change in the constellations in the sky. So like people that are more south or north, like you see different stars and they're in different positions. So mm-hmm. that was one big key thing that our ancestors pointed out was the constellations thing.
Dude, what a crazy time to be alive.
Right?
That would actually be the coolest time to be alive, mm-hmm. is in that era in Greece.
Yeah.
With these dudes who are discovered, like that would be
awesome.
They're
just sitting around drinking wine, probably.
I'd love to be in that little group of people. I wouldn't know anything, but I'd be like, mm-hmm. I'm here for it. You tell me what you want to
like,
say.
Let's talk about what shape is the earth. Let's just spend days in this room drinking wines talking about
that.
This
would be so cool.
Yeah, the constellations was a big thing because they used them to navigate, but you had to know where you were in order to make those calculations, because if you were 100 miles north, they'd be different.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander and the Romans, great Alexander, he spread this belief to a vast area because he conquered so much area. So that's when Round Earth really caught on in the ancient world pretty much universally.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we kind of wait until Copernicus comes up. Like, they had, like, minor things. Like, they figured out longitude and latitude. They mapped things. This one guy did a really cool experiment with sticks to find out the actual circumference of the Earth. He measured, like, from one distance in one town to another distance in another town, like, the time of day when the sun hit the sticks, and then somehow figured out, like, it was higher or lower on one of the sticks, so that kind of told him what the curvature of the Earth was, and so he could calculate the circumference of the Earth. And then wow. Copernicus finally, in 15 something, decided that the sun goes around the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have a very rich history of discoveries.
Or the Earth goes around theories. The sun, right?
Yes, the Earth goes okay. around the sun. Sorry, yeah, the heliocentric model.
Mm-hmm.
A great lot of history of theories that just, you know, the round Earth is the thing. But I mm-hmm. guess if you want to be technical, flat Earth was here first. So
true. I mean, so like you said, it's just been kind of just known that mm-hmm. the Earth is round.
Yeah.
From that point on, like we were talking earlier, frickin' people in the medieval times
yeah.
knew the Earth was round.
Yeah, they just accepted that.
And they never questioned it. So why are people starting to question it now? Well, in like the 1800s, that's when science was really exploding. Like the atom bomb was becoming a thing. Or the atom was discovered.
The atom bomb came a little later.
Molly's just looking at me like deadpan, like no. The atom was discovered.
Yes, that is correct.
And this fella, Parallax, whose name is Samuel Rowbotham, he is an English dude. Uh-huh. And anyways, he went by the pseudonym of Parallax, which...
It's much cooler.
It's much cooler. And I also, when I Googled his name, got a comic book popped up.
Okay.
So someone ran.
I'm pretty sure that I've heard of Parallax before.
So Parallax reopened the debate that the Earth is not a globe, or like he was questioning it again. Mm-hmm. So he conducted this experiment to see. And basically there were these two long canals that stretch for miles and miles and miles. And his idea was basically like, I'm going to get down to eye level with this water with mm-hmm. my telescope, and I'm going to send a little boat downstream. And I mean, if the Earth is round, it should disappear, right?
Yes.
So the boat went like 6 miles and he could still see it. And he's like, that's it. Earth is flat. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
Everyone's wrong but me. Like, I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went on and on and on about it. And like, I think that's kind of how it reemerged, that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
Obviously, he didn't want to take in the fact that like light refractions and like atmospheric pressures, I don't know
yeah.
science words, but he was totally like, that's irrelevant. If the Earth was round, the boat would have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So even now, flat earthers will do this test.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably watched the video with that Mark Sargent guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the same thing. They went out into like the biggest lake in California. Did you watch
this? I did watch this one.
And they went out on this little dinghy with a flag that had like stripes on it.
Uh-huh.
And they went as far as they could. And then someone at the shoreline was watching through a camera. And sure enough, the lines were disappearing the further out that they went, kind of proving that the Earth is round.
Yeah.
But yet the flat earthers are the flatties
yep.
are all standing at the shoreline saying like, nah, that's just heat waves or doing something weird to the stripes.
Yeah.
It's just blurring it all. And
yeah. And I mean, honestly, that experiment or that observation back in the times of like Columbus, you know, when they were sailing ships and stuff mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. That observation was one that kind of made everybody not question
mm-hmm.
that the Earth was round, because
right.
they would see ships leave the harbor
mm-hmm.
and disappear, but they weren't right. disappearing as in getting smaller and smaller. They were sinking mm-hmm. underneath, and they could see like that, the sails sinking down in.
Yeah.
And so they accepted it.
Yes.
But we do not accept today, I guess.
Parallax could not accept it.
No.
And why would we accept it now? Why would we do that? That would be silly.
That would
science
be silly.
Science means nothing,
science
Molly.
Is a scam. It's a sham.
I can't see science, and I can't feel it. So that means it's
you can
wrong.
Feel a Bunsen burner.
Oh, yes, you could.
But yeah, so it's something that I feel like was kind of in the closet for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably flat earthers around since mm-hmm. this guy did his boat canal experiment. Mm-hmm. But for some reason,
I think it's just because the whole conspiracy theory, like just general conspiracy theory, is becoming really, really big right yeah. now. And people kind of want to go against the grain a little bit. Yeah. And they want to believe in something maybe different.
I saw there's this guy, his name is Matt, and I don't remember his last name, but he is supposedly a former NASA artist. Okay.
Okay.
So he worked at NASA, and evidently he went to like a NASA banquet at one point, and the NASA people pulled him aside and told him, hey, Matt, the Earth is flat.
Whoa.
It's all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started ranting and raving on YouTube, and he held like a conference and everything. And this was before this Mark Sargent guy got in on it, because he was kind of prompted by this Matt guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy kind of like with YouTube and everything is really kind of the springing board
mm-hmm.
when this guy came out from NASA saying that he was told it was all fake. And he was an artist that had like produced images and stuff for them. So he was kind of saying, you know, it's not real. So
that would be good reason to believe.
Yeah.
I mean,
he also just kind of looks crazy though. Here's the thing. Him and this Mark Sargent are feuding, like hardcore feuding, because this Matt guy, he is kind of like an artist and he's like kind of aloof and he only wants to do things on his own terms.
Mm-hmm.
There is one documentary crew who wanted to have him on their show, but he said he'll only do it for some ludicrous amount of money. If they didn't have this Mark guy on the show,
mm-hmm.
if they featured him in 50% of the footage and they had to agree to the fact that like the CIA was covering, so I don't know, like all these stipulations that just weren't going to happen.
Yeah.
And so the Mark Sargent guy has pretty much just taken it and run with it. And the Matt is mad that Mark is being successful and getting asked all of these things. And so he is just bashing him on everything, saying like, I was the person who started this. And this guy's a phony and he's planted by the CIA and he's a lizard person. I don't know what all of the things are, but
accusations.
So, you know, there's even feuding within the flat earthers themselves.
Well, flatties gotta stay united. I actually do have a whole list of reasons. Okay. So the flatties want to believe because the world is based on material things and they want to believe in something bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if we only care about, the material things, then what else is there to this life?
Yeah.
So it's just another reason.
Okay.
Marketing keeps us occupied so the population stays controlled. So as long as we're seeing commercials that are directing us towards one thing, it's taking our mind off the bigger issue, which is the Earth is flat, obviously, because it's a huge issue. And
I mean, it's the biggest thing around.
Like, what? It would...
Get it? The biggest thing around.
Boom. Great joke.
Sorry.
Oh, there was this very interesting video that the government is so against, like, marijuana and mushrooms, because those are type of psychedelic drugs that are trying, like, they expand your mind.
They free your mind.
Yes. So if your mind is free, you're willing to, like, free think, and you don't have the constrictions of media and the government to hold you back. This video even said there was a drug, I want to say it's called DMT, and when you take it, and this freaked me out, when you take it and it starts kicking in, it literally, you hear a voice in your head that says, we're so happy you found this technology.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
I don't know if it's real or not. I don't even know where you find it.
You should try it, Rachel.
I don't know where to find it. And then also, there was this really funny experiment in this one video. Basically, the modern flatties,
mm-hmm.
you take the average leveler, you know, the one with the bubble in it.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw some. I have more to add, perhaps. So go on.
You take it onto an airplane with you, and you hold it on your tray in front of your seat, and logic says, I mean,
logically,
if you're going around a globe, the plane should be on a dip. So the bubble on your level should be dipped. It should be unlevel, so your plane should be tilted. Obviously.
Obviously. So here's the thing, Rachel. Water doesn't curve, okay? Like, water doesn't curve. We know this because when you pour water in a thing, it's flat. So, like, if you poured water on the earth, the ocean's curved. Doesn't make sense, right? But here's the thing. Inside of a level is a little bubble that's round with water curving around it.
Whoa.
So the very thing that they are using.
Whoa, my mind just got blown.
But yeah, water actually takes a spherical form, like in water droplets and stuff, just because it's like the most energy efficient form.
Okay.
Is a round shape for water. So yes, water curves.
That is so funny. Well, my thought to it, like, besides even knowing all that, is like your tray is flat. So yeah. If you're setting it on a flat surface, it's going to stay flat.
Yeah.
Regardless of if.
Well, the level is also working on this weird far out concept called gravity. So. So, like, you know.
You sound like the guy in the video. He's so condescending.
Sorry, I was going to try to remain impartial, but. But I mean, it could be dark energy.
Oh.
It could be that. That well, could be what's keeping us down on the planet. Basically, how, you know, gravity, poo-poo gravity. But regardless, when I drop my phone, it still falls on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why? Why would it do that?
It does that because we're floating up on a disc constantly. We are accelerating upward.
Always?
Always. We are always going up. And so when you drop something,
wait,
it's just
the
Earth.
Wait, is this what they think?
Yes. It's just the Earth rising up to meet that thing you dropped.
How convenient. We're going up.
It is.
It's like the Earth was made just for me?
Yeah, to bring your phone back up to you, but you still got to bend down and pick it up off the ground.
Ah.
And yeah, so that stuff, whatever it is that's making the Earth go up, it was called like upward dark energy. I'm pretty sure it's called dark energy that has, powering the Earth upward.
But I can't see it and I can't feel it. It's so there, why should
Rachel.
I believe it?
It's there.
Why well, can't see
much
gravity?
Like the dome that you can't see, but it's there.
Oh, it's so contradicting.
And in the ice wall.
Oh my god, dude, the ice wall. So if you guys don't know what the flat Earth map looks like, yes. It's the North Pole is in the very center, the continents are around it, and then Antarctica is a giant circle around the
outer
disc.
Edge.
Yeah, yeah. the outer edge. And they say that NASA has people standing at the Antarctic border with guns, and if you go there, they will take you and imprison you.
I mean, I simply would stay away due to the fact of White Walkers.
Dude, okay, so that's why I'm thinking, actually, like, I've seen the Westeros map, and, okay, it's irrelevant, actually. I was like, maybe this is where they're getting the idea of Westeros, because of, like, the wall.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they took pieces here and there.
Maybe. Well, I know, for example, like, Middle Earth, he based a lot of his stuff on Norse mythology, and they did believe the world was flat, so I wouldn't be surprised if J.R.R. Martin didn't, like, use mythological thing, like, influence as well.
All right, do you have anything else to add?
Well, I would like to just talk about a little bit of science behind flat Earth.
Verifying. Stabilizing. Engage.
You described how the world looks, but what about the sun and the moon? Like, what are they doing?
What do they do?
Well, they are, imagine, if you will, like a clock.
Okay.
And it has like a minute hand and a second hand. And imagine that they're pointing in opposite directions all the time. And on one end is a moon and on one end is the sun. And they just rotate around. So
they rotate around the Earth? We're not...
No,
where
they're,
the sun is?
They're literally like moving in a circle over top of the disc.
Okay.
So, and then they're just kind of like... lights up in the sky, just like,
what are they for?
The stars.
But are they for anything, or
they look pretty?
They're not like gases, like balls of energy or anything.
We don't believe in a circle. Okay. We don't believe in spheres, so whoops. No, they are not
flat.
The Mark Sargent really loves his movie references, so he talks a lot about the Truman Show. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, it's Jim Carrey movie that he happens to be living inside of a miniature flat Earth, if you will. So it's much like that, where they're just up there because, you know, we like them.
Oh, okay.
They do have their own scientists. So their own scientists, well, I wouldn't call them scientists, because Mark Sargent actually answered his mom in this documentary I watched, asked, like, so are there any scientists that are, you know, coming out and supporting you guys? And he said, no. And then he's like, are there any teachers? And he's like, no, we haven't had any, like, educators. And he's like, but they're all part of the system.
Okay.
Once you get to a certain point in education, you are part of the system and you're no longer, you know, able to believe. So, so these are people who are not scientists, but they're doing science work.
Okay.
So here they are. How can a vacuum exist next to, how can, like, our atmosphere exist next to a vacuum? Like, that sounds stupid, right?
Right.
Obviously, if the world was a globe,
mm-hmm.
and we had our air here, mm-hmm. if space is a vacuum, it would just, like, suck the air right off, right? Because that's what a scientific vacuum does. Water also would not stick to a spinning ball.
No, why would it? That's so dumb.
Water wouldn't stick. Like, you take a ball, Rachel, and you pour water on it and spin it.
It would never work.
It'll just fly right off.
It would never work.
It would never work. Not to mention, how do you stick to a flying ball? A spinning ball going 1,000 miles an hour?
Ugh. How?
Ludicrous.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Okay.
Rivers can't flow uphill. So imagine a ball and you've got a river starting right here, like
in the middle
at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
10 or 11 o'clock on the clock.
Okay.
Okay. And the river is flowing up.
How?
That's not possible, no. Obviously. So it can't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, just turn the ball and then you would, you know.
Right.
Water doesn't curve. We've already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
How is the Earth closer to the sun in the winter? Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, obviously, that's not true. And here's the thing. If the sun is so far away, the rays through the clouds would be coming through, like, parallel. But, like, obviously, when they come through the clouds, they, like, split off and make pretty designs. Uh-huh. And so that means the sun's close to us. You just sit there and laugh.
Well, you're totally convincing me. I think I'm a flatty.
Here's the thing. Here's a major, major thing. There are no, you can't fly over the South Pole. Like, you can't get a flight.
Yes.
The Southern Hemisphere doesn't have, like, nonstop flights.
Right.
Except I found one. Like Travelocity.
Except.
There's this airline, Qatar. I wrote it down. My notes are a mess this week, guys. I am so sorry. Qantas Airways.
Okay.
For a mere $1,759, you can get a nonstop flight from Sydney, Australia to Johannesburg, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 14-hour flight, and it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But it can be done. So.
And you'll fly right over the South Pole. Yeah.
You won't fly over the South Pole. But, like,
oh.
The thing is, in the flat Earth model, they're really far apart. They're, like, almost on opposite ends of the Earth because everything is, like, blown out at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why they say there's no direct flights, is because it's such a big distance.
Right.
But you can take a direct flight. Mm. So that kind of...
Was there a time? Or, oh, yeah, you said...
Yeah, it was, like, 14 hours, but it's a really long ways.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. It's like 6,800 miles, basically. Most airplanes don't even have that kind of range on them. So that could be one of the reasons why there's not a whole lot of nonstop flights.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not because the Earth is flat, but just because planes can't fly that far before needing gas.
That makes sense.
I saw this really cool experiment that they did on this Netflix documentary. So theory says that you buy a gyroscope. Okay.
Okay.
And since the Earth is turning, the gyroscope's going to register like a 15 degree per hour change in its orientation. So they were like, why don't we just buy a gyroscope and watch it not change? So somebody spent $20,000 on this fancy, like, laser powered, super accurate gyroscope.
Mm-hmm.
And they set it up. And what do you think happened?
My instinct wants to say it changed.
It did.
Okay.
By 15 degrees. Per hour.
Oh, wow.
And
what'd they say?
They said, well, that it's obviously a problem for us, but it's obviously the movement of the sky. The sky is moving.
Oh.
So they're going to put it into a bismuth metal cylinder and see if that fixes it. So look for that news to come.
Okay.
Yeah, another thing is there's no photo sweeps. Like, whenever you see a spaceman out in space,
yeah,
they never show you the fourth wall. They're always just showing you themselves and then the Earth behind them, but they never turn the camera around and, like, and this is what's in front of me, because that's where the camera crews are.
They want to see the camera crew. Is that what they're saying?
They're saying that they never show us, like, what's in front of them because the camera crew's there. So all they ever show us is like right here beside them.
Gotcha. Okay.
We only see 180 degrees. We don't see the whole 360.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, that's a problem.
Okay.
So next astronaut needs to take that one on.
Okay.
And yeah, like you said, the composite shot thing. Like a lot of the pictures are not actual pictures. They're composites of pictures.
Right.
But a composite shot is actually, I mean, they're real pictures. So, like, if you see the curve, it's because the picture has a curve in it.
Yeah.
It's just not the whole entire round globe at once, because you'd have to be really far away to see that.
Oh, blessed day.
Did you know there's a treaty that everybody signed that we can't colonize Antarctica?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I did see a video. That was in, like, the 50s, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, evidently nobody can colonize Antarctica, and that's because all of the governments are working together to keep us out. Atomic bombs. Why did we shoot so many atomic bombs at the sky in the 1950s?
My guess is to test them.
What'd they say? Well, obviously we were trying to break through the dome and see what else was out there.
Oh, they wanted out?
What happened? They sent up these bombs and they found out there's a dome up there.
Oh, dude, that reminds me of that Simpsons movie.
I forgot about that. Simpsons movie. Evidently, human males are predisposed to want power, so that's another thing. I don't know how that goes in, but that's what Mark Sargent said. So
they're just disposed to power. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and the space program is militarized so that private people don't build their own rockets.
Mm-hmm.
But Elon's going to change that.
I mean,
and he's going to prove that the Earth is flat, probably.
Yeah, because Elon,
he's going to run into the dome.
When he sent his car into space, you know that it was actually just a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. There, it was an Easter egg to the flatties.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was a glitch in the film.
There we go.
Yeah, and it was an Easter egg for them.
It's like...
like a what's wink,
up? Yeah, like, what up, my flatties? I'm out here in my car.
We're in this together. Although I really do like the conspiracy theory that Elon Musk is actually an alien and he's trying to return home. I really like that.
I like that too, yeah. What else you got? You got anything
Dude,
else?
You just nailed it with all of those. Those were great. So I think we should just kind of wrap up and say, Molly... are you a flatty?
I'm a roundy, I have to admit.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been indoctrinated with school stuff.
That tends to happen with education.
I know. When I went to college and, like, learned, like, physics,
mm-hmm.
it pretty much just, it made me brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really buy into it.
Well,
but future generations, there's a hope for them. If we just keep it out of the schools.
Let's just not send our children to school and just have them sit in front of YouTube and watch flat earth videos.
Actually, that's kind of a fear that I have, is that stuff like this, I mean, we laugh about it and it's like, oh, flat earthers, you know, but it's like a growing thing, this rejection of scientific fact and rejection of, like, what the government says or, like, published facts, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of along with the fake news phenomenon. Like, nobody believes anything.
Right.
So when you start to reject science, you and I can't do scientific research. We don't have the funds.
Yeah.
We don't have the knowledge to test things like vaccinations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have some trust there or... yeah. It's going to be back to, like, the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
They still believed in round Earth, by the way.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, if you start questioning all that, you start to get the people who are anti-vaxxers. You start to have those diseases come back, you know. It's just a slippery slope that is kind of scary for the future, to think that that kind of thinking can lead to basically mass chaos.
You're so right. Listen, I would also say that I'm a roundy.
Uh-huh.
But... Okay, I really do like science. Do I get it? Not really.
Yeah.
But I love that people are willing to put in the work and, like, do research and mm-hmm. test things and come out with, like, really cool technology. Like, I think that's awesome. And to, like, figure new things out. But my main thing is I want to believe that there are aliens and there is life among us. Like, well, beyond Earth.
Yeah.
I think that's so true. So, I mean, that just kills my flatty life, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, when you do science, I feel like most of the time you start with a problem and you do the scientific method, which is, like, not biased.
Mm-hmm.
To try to get to a solution that it may or may not be what you wanted, but usually they accept that or they test it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what the flat earth people are doing is starting with the solution
mm-hmm.
and then using science
mm-hmm.
to try to prove that. And so that's why they are only seeing results they want, is because that's the only ones that they're trying. But yeah, I also believe in aliens, and I think that they're out there. And
mm-hmm.
one of these days, I saw recently that there was, like, transmissions, or I don't know if you want to say transmissions, but, like, radio waves, I mm-hmm. guess you could say, from very deep space that were, like, coming in patterns.
Oh.
So.
That, like, totally excites me.
You should look into that, because there's actually a lot of, like, different weird anomalies that we've detected over the years, patterns of deep space radio waves and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So are you guys flatties? If you are, it doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Not at all. We would be open to, I take all of that back. Keep your opinions to yourself. That's why we have a podcast and you don't.
Wow. Sassy pants. All right. Well, on that note,
we can still be friends. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Most flat earthers are only friends with flat earthers because they just have trouble not talking about it, I think. Mm-hmm. And most people are like, that's a little cray. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, stay tuned to our social media because we want to do that giveaway. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to, like, participate in our social media. We want a community of exposing things.
Yeah.
So, until next time, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.